If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is also simple. Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. Pat yourselves on the back. We got a busy show. First of all, history has been made tonight in Major League Baseball. It took about a week, but Aaron Judge has hit home run number 61. The New York Yankees currently lead the Toronto Blue Jays 6-3. Bottom of the eighth inning. Yankees are trying to get out of Dodge. Yesterday, they clinched the American League East. Tonight, Aaron Judge ties Roger Maris 61 home runs, an American League record. And Judge has about another week left to add on to that total. So in a few minutes, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into Aaron Judge and his absolutely amazing accomplishment. As you all know, every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I bring you a new top six list. Tonight will be no different. I'm going to give you a list of some of the most outspoken athletes in sports right now. NBA Media Day just took place. Major League Baseball season is coming to a close. The NFL is in full swing. And we got a lot of folks who are saying some absolutely crazy things. We're going to talk about some of the athletes, some of the personalities who don't slow down on that side. Every time the microphone is in front of them, something ridiculous comes out. Or maybe introspective. And so we'll talk about that. The top six will come 2 hours from now. There's a lot going on in the world of the NFL. I feel like every time I blink, every time I look at the news, there's a new quarterback who's injured. This guy's back hurts, and this guy's ribs are busted up due to cartilage. This guy has an ankle issue, and it's just all over the place. And then you think about some of the defenders in the NFL. You got Myles Garrett, who was in a car accident. You got Joey Bosa, who's going on injured reserve with a groin injury. He's going to need surgery on his groin. And so we're going to dive into some of these injuries taking place in the NFL, especially to the quarterbacks. Bill Belichick went on one of his famous, absolutely famous rants today about whether or not Mac Jones will be able to play in their next game. And trust me, it's a must listen. This is a Bill Belichick classic. Okay, so if you want to give me a holler, you know how to do it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me on the internet everywhere. That is at JR Sport Brief. Also, later on in the show, I was at Drexel University in Philadelphia today. Had an absolutely amazing time. Thank you to Professor Napoli, and thank you to my friends from Special Olympics who joined me. Sarah Quarles, Chase Trimmer, and they talked about the importance of inclusion and how we can utilize sports to do absolutely amazing things. And so we'll get into that later on in the show, but we have to start right here. It's the history that's been made. It's Aaron Judge going out there today, tonight, and hitting his 61st home run of the season. Don't worry. For all my folks listening who want to hear the call from John Sterling and Judgian Blast and all of this, and by the way, I haven't heard it either. I watched it on television. Later on this hour, we'll share with you that call from John Sterling. But let's actually take a minute to appreciate what Aaron Judge has done. And by the way, he is still leading the American League at this moment. Let's see what happens at the end of the game when it comes down to the potential Triple Crown race. History, 61 home runs, ties Roger Maris, American League record, is now the sixth man. And he's already been in this case. When he hit 60, he broke Babe Ruth's record. Six guys in Major League Baseball history have come through and hit more than 60 home runs. So it's been done six times. We know Barry Bonds, only guy to go out there and give you 73. Mark McGwire had 70 and 65. Sammy Sosa, 66, 64, and 63. Now you got Aaron Judge, 61. And if I have to play that old Sesame Street game, one of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong. Barry Bonds, McGwire, and Sammy Sosa, we know this. They played in a different era. They played in a steroid era.
Went there early tonight, huh?
Oh, it's not going there early. It's the facts. This is an appreciation. Therefore, as much as anybody wants to run around, and thank you, Shep, for anyone who wants to run around and talk about Aaron Judge, there has been absolutely no evidence that this man is out there using any type of performance boost, okay? I don't know what he had for breakfast, and neither do you. And so for the facts of right now, what this man has done in a contract year, no less, is absolutely amazing. To actually think about someone who had his, and this is, okay, this isn't the end of the world's problems. This isn't the biggest issue on planet Earth, but for someone who entered into a season, quote unquote, with his back up against the wall, against the New York Yankees, who took the approach of, we're going to pay you this much money, $30 million per year. You're going to be around with us for a total of 7 years. You've been injured. You're 30 years old. Take it. And if you don't want to take it, then go out there and prove it to us or anybody else that you're worth it. And if you don't, oh yeah, by the way, at the end of the year, you can be a free agent. Go shopping. Run around. Go ahead and actually see what your value is across Major League Baseball, and let's see what we can do. The Yankees even tried to throw a little bit of dirt on Aaron Judge. This is what we offered him, and he didn't want to take it. Wow. What a way to try to paint him as a greedy athlete. What a way for the New York Yankees to try to paint him as the bad guy. And he didn't do anything but go out there onto the field and be the bad guy against opposing pitchers. Right now in the lead to win a Triple Crown. First time we've seen it, or will see it, probably, maybe we will see it, since Miguel Cabrera. 61 home runs. He's tied with Roger Maris for the most home runs in American League history for a single season. And he's not done. Roger Maris hit his 61st home run on the final game of the season. This is game number 155 for Aaron Judge. There's still more for him to go out there and do. This guy's been annihilating pitchers. He's been annihilating baseballs. And by the way, the home run that he hit tonight that ended up in left field, fans couldn't get their hands on it. It's called by one of the Blue Jays coaches, and it was given right to the New York Yankees. So if you were trying to figure out who caught the ball, where did they catch it, how much money are they going to try to hustle the Yankees and Judge for, as far as I'm concerned, the answer will be none. Maybe the next one. Maybe if he hits another one over the next week and he breaks the tie, maybe somebody can cash out there. But the person that we know will cash out for sure this season is Aaron Judge. Gerrit Cole is on his team. $36 million per year. The Yankees offered Judge $30 million per year. We think about the biggest contract per season, average annual value in a game right now. It goes to a pitcher. His name is Max Scherzer. $43 million per year. Aaron Judge is going to break the bank. He has broken a record, or he has tied a record. He has the potential to break the record, and he's going to go out there and break the bank. He's going to be swimming in all of that Scrooge McDuck paper, all of them coins, that money. And he's so classy in how he's done it. He actually smiles when he's playing the game. He's having fun with the fans before, after, during the game. Aaron Judge is, he ain't complaining, he ain't whining, he just went, did his job, and he's played himself into what will likely be a ridiculous deal, and he deserves it. His mom was right there behind home plate. He had a chance to round the bases and point at his mom. He had a chance to step out into the dugout and show love to his mom. The son of Roger Maris was right there next to Judge's mom, and he gave her a hug. Beautiful moment, beautiful scene. And so I hope sooner than later that Aaron Judge can go ahead and now not just tie the record, but actually break it. And someone who's familiar with the record, someone who actually owns the record, is Barry Bonds. We know what he did. 73 home runs. And Aaron Judge, someone who grew up in the Bay Area, right outside of San Francisco. Aaron Judge has showed nothing but love to Barry Bonds. He says, that's the record. I watched him do it. I stayed up late watching him do it. That's the record. And no one can take it from him. And Barry Bonds, he says himself, you know what? After he gets to 61, he might tack on a few more. Well, there's only 7 games left after this. One more will be good enough for me. And I've said this a few times already. We can go on and on about this. The record belongs to Barry Bonds. Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa have hit more home runs. They did it with assistance. We can go back and look at the history of baseball. There's a lot of guys who either had assistance. There's a lot of guys who didn't get a chance to have their records recorded properly in Major League Baseball. But if you look at things for what they are, yeah, Barry Bonds owns the record. Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, they've hit more. But if I have to look at who I believe is the home run king, until I receive information that says otherwise, for me personally, it's Judge. It's Maris. And we still have one more week of baseball for Aaron Judge to go out there and tack on one more home run. It's a beautiful thing when you actually see someone battle when someone says, eh, yeah, we think you're this, but we don't think you're that. Yeah, we like you. We want to keep you around, but we want to do it at this price. It's all business. Baseball is a business. The Yankees one of the most valuable businesses on earth, one of the most valuable sports franchises on earth. They're used to dictating the terms. They're used to paying. They're used to getting what they want. Not this time. Not with Aaron Judge. A homegrown Yankee who has now tied the American League record single season home runs at 61 in a contract year. And he's not done. And he might win the Triple Crown. Congratulations, Aaron Judge. You're not just an amazing baseball player. You don't just appear to be an amazing human being. You're about to get paid. The Yankees are going to have to open up that bag, and the season is not done. The phone lines are open to you right now. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot to discuss tonight. These quarterbacks and their injuries. The top six list. The NBA media days. We got a lot to do. But Aaron Judge, he finally did it. Number 61, tying Roger Maris. And he ain't done yet. I'm going to get to your phone calls on the other side of this break. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. History made tonight in Major League Baseball. Aaron Judge ties Roger Maris in the seventh inning, tying him at 61 home runs. They now share the American League record for home runs in one season. It was a seven-game drought here for Aaron Judge between number 60 and now number 61. This is game number 55, 155 to be exact. And so the Yankees have about a week of games left. And so he has time to tack on and become the single-season leader. Right now, he's in a tie for Roger Maris. He hit a two-run bomb in the seventh inning. The New York Yankees lead Toronto at this moment 8-3. Aroldis Chapman is on the mound. It's the bottom of the ninth. If Chapman can actually do his job, this game will be over. And it's a beautiful thing I mentioned at the top of the hour, what Aaron Judge has been able to do. A contract season. It's not just tying the American League record for home runs in a single season. He's also at the lead right now for the Triple Crown. Absolutely ridiculous. Even if you look outside of the home runs, this is one of the best offensive seasons that you have seen or will see in Major League Baseball. Aaron Judge is not just some gigantic lug out there swinging for the fences. He is a complete baseball player. He is a complete hitter. And what he's done is amazing. And the next couple of months for him will be amazing. We have no idea what the next week will hold, if he will break the record. We have no idea what the Yankees will do in the postseason. They just won the American League East yesterday. And we have no idea how much he's going to get paid or who's going to pay him between, I don't know, November and January. But good for him. An amazing season for who seems like an amazing guy. 855-212-4CBS. Manny is calling from Flushing. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, Manny. What's up?
I'm good, man. Before I will say about Aaron Judge, I want to give my condolences to the family of Coolio. I just found out the news. It's just a damn shame. My condolences, rest in peace. Another guy, we all know that made that classic team, Keane and Kel. as well as Fantastic Warriors and Gangster Paradise, which is rest in peace. But now let's go back to the Aaron Judge. I mean, I'm happy that he got the record. He got the quote monkey off his back. And you're right, 60. I mean, he will get. I think he will get the record sooner. And let's hope that it could translate it into something special throughout the postseason.
No, absolutely. I know for Yankee fans, and thank you, Manny, for calling up from Flushing. You are correct. Coolio passed away. His manager shared the information. Coolio passing away at 59 years old. One of the biggest records, one of the most played records that we've ever had here. Damn it, forget America. On Earth with Gangsta's Paradise. On the Aaron Judge side, yeah, that. What more can he do? He's dragged the New York Yankees through through this season. He's dragged the New York Yankees to the postseason. He can't beat them, and he can't beat anybody and win the World Series by himself. It's going to take a lot. Now, imagine if he's just whooping ass in the playoffs, too. I would just say, hey, pay me this much. If not, I'm leaving. Bob is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, JR. I'm just calling in. We're at the game. You're the star 5-2 player number 99, Aaron Judge. Hit a 3-2 fastball line drive into the Toronto bullpen. The ball was caught by the bullpen coach. During this bat was the first time he had seen any fastballs since he had been in Toronto. Hit him off a left-hand pitcher named Mesa. And I want to congratulate him. He's got a lot of class. He's a spectacular player. Good luck to him. Unfortunately, we won't be able to sign him here in Toronto because of the 35% exchange rate. So somebody in the States is going to have a real star once you get the Judge in, because he's on and off class. One of the best players I've ever seen.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Bob, for calling from Toronto. And you want to talk about class. The fans in Toronto showed class. They didn't do anything but show love to Aaron Judge. They stood up and they applauded for this man as he went around the bases. They know that they witnessed history tonight. And let me tell you something. Fans in Toronto, as an overall, I don't care what sport it is, Toronto has some of the best sports fans that we have here in North America. I know the majority of fans here south of the border or south of Canada in the United States of America may not have gone or visited Toronto. It is a major city. It's an international city. It's a diverse city. It's a cultured city. It's a beautiful city. And the fans there are absolutely amazing. Toronto is one of the best, absolute best sports towns that we have. And to see and have Judge break the record up in Toronto, man, it's cool. And to know that the fans acknowledged him, equally as cool. James is calling from Alaska. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello?
Hey, James, you're live. James, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I love you guys' show, man. And I was just hearing you guys discuss about Aaron Judge's history that he's making. I think it's phenomenal. I'm not a Yankees fan. I'm a Seattle Mariners fan. So I'm still waiting for us to even get in the playoffs. So, but one thing I was saying, we guys talking about how, you know, Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa and Barry Bonds, you know, breaking records that people, you know, they broke, and now it's like, I don't think they deserve it, but I think Aaron Judge deserves it more than both of them put together, so all of them.
Yeah, I understand that point, and thank you, James, for calling from Alaska. There's a lot of people who don't feel that way. They go, oh, well, you know, Mark McGwire did it, and Sammy Sosa did it, and Barry Bonds did it, and that's the record. Aaron Judge, ever the diplomat, it's not his place right now to run around and say, oh, I don't believe in it. He said, what does Aaron Judge have to gain by saying, oh, well, Barry Bonds cheated, so if I hit another home run, I'm the king. Like, he gains absolutely nothing. Zip. And Barry Bonds did hit the home runs. Now, whether you feel that they should count or not count, it don't matter. The record is there. But it doesn't mean that it has to be fully acknowledged. And I think from everybody, it's just a personal choice. It's up to each and every single individual as to whether or not they want to say, hey, I like Maris and Judge for now, or you want to say Barry Bonds is that guy. 855-212-4CBS. Adam is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, man, hey, real quick, really appreciate you shouting out Toronto there, man. It is an underrated city. It's just a great place, all in all. I really appreciate you giving the props to Toronto there. This is an amazing moment for baseball. I'm sad that it happened in Toronto. I'm not going to lie, but I kind of had a feeling going into this series that it would happen because for some reason, some really big home runs have been hit here. You know, you go back to Joe Carter and even Jose Bautista and Miguel Cabrera hit his 500s here. So I kind of had a funny feeling about it. But I got to question Tim Mazza, man. Like, first of all, like this bum coming out of the bullpen, he's been shaky all year. He thinks he's Nolan Ryan coming out, throwing seven heaters to Aaron Judge, who, what does Aaron Judge hit the best, JR? He hits heaters, and he hits them far. And this guy pumps seven in a row? Like, he's just asking for it at this point. And so I'm a little disappointed in Tim Mazza pumping it. Because, like, all series, even our manager, John Schneider, said, you know, we're not going to let Judge beat us. And all series, we've been giving him breaking balls down and away. And if he walks, he walks. Let somebody else beat us. And for Tim Mazza just to come out and let a guy hit a single and then pump seven fastballs Aaron Judge, it's very questionable. But I'm happy for Judge. I'm happy he's going to get the ball back. It's a great moment for baseball. And that's all I got to say, JR. Love the show, man. Looking forward to the top five or top six list later, man. Appreciate you.
No, thank you, Adam, for calling from Toronto. I appreciate you. I mean, out of everybody that will get attention tonight, I don't know about the reliever, Mesa, getting a lot of that. And by the way, it's a final score tonight. The New York Yankees, seconds ago, they just beat Toronto 8-3. Do you want to know what that blast sounded like? Do you want to know what number 61 sounded like? You don't have to wait. Here it is, courtesy John Sterling, the Yankees Radio Network.
And the payoff. There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 61. He ties Roger Maris for the American League single season record with 61 home runs. It's a two-run Judgian blast. Here comes the Judge. A two-run blast, and the Yankees take a 5-3 lead on number 61 for Judge.
And the entire Yankee team is out on the field. They are hugging him one by one. Patty Judge is standing behind the Yankee dugout. She got a big smile on her face. And the Yankee team outside the dugout, everyone hugging him. Gerrit Cole now hugging him. Aaron Boone, one of the first people out there. A beautiful, beautiful moment for this guy.
And the New York Yankees, they ultimately win the game tonight 8-3. Aaron Judge, 61 home runs. He's actually talking post-game right now on the YES Network. And, man, I couldn't think of a seemingly nicer guy. I've never met Aaron Judge yet, surprisingly. Seems like an awesome guy. Congratulations to him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk more Judge as the show continues on. We'll get into the top six. And when we come back, you know, I just told you how awesome Toronto is of a city. Man, we got a lot of things going on in the world of sports right now. A lot of teams having to move from city to city. We got NFL teams in London. Unfortunately, we have the hurricane down in Florida. We're going to talk about that. We're going to get into some of the injuries, unfortunately, that are taking place with quarterbacks in the NFL. We got a lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, thank you for having me, man. Enjoy your show, man. I've been tuned in for about a month, man. I've been locked in, so I would appreciate your work, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
And I appreciate you for listening. All over North America, on the free Odyssey app, on your local affiliate, on the website, on Sirius, I appreciate you for listening. Aaron Judge hit his home run. At the top of the hour, we got to take a look at some of these injuries in the NFL. I feel like I can just roll down the list of starting quarterbacks, and it reads like a MASH unit. It's like this guy's back hurts, this guy's ankle hurts, that guy, his ankle also hurts. Bill Belichick is angry. We got another guy in a car accident. Thank God he's alive. It's wild. So we got a guy having a surgery on his groin. I'll fill you in on all these injuries at the top of the hour. You know, Aaron Judge hitting his home run in Toronto. I talked about how cool it is. No, sure. Would he have loved to have done it at Yankee Stadium, number 61? Absolutely. But I explained to you how amazing of a city Toronto is and how polite the people are. And they showed love to Aaron Judge, and they respect what he did and what he accomplished. And, you know, there's things that you just got to tip your cap. It's really that simple. And you understand greatness when you see it. You know, I have no idea what Aaron Judge season is going to look like next year. I know what he's doing this year is amazing. Triple crown and a home run, and no better place than Toronto to go ahead and do it. And, you know, it makes me think about just everybody, unfortunately, just getting battered. Hurricane Ian down in Florida. We've already in the world of sports have had just so many potential changes to schedules and, you know, teams moving north and teams adjusting their schedules just to try to get things in. It's kind of crazy. You know, the Bucs and the Chiefs, they're supposed to play Sunday night football. And then even after the case, the Bucs have already moved practice to Miami. The game ultimately could move up to Minnesota. The Saints and Vikings, they're in London, so it actually opens up two stadiums. You have, I think it's U.S. Bank up in Minneapolis, and you now have the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. And does it make more sense to play in New Orleans, Louisiana? Sure, yes, it does. But then New Orleans might have to allocate resources to help out Florida through this hurricane. And so we might have Sunday night football taking place in Minneapolis, the Bucs and the Chiefs. Wild situation if that actually happens. Todd Bowles already having to move practice from Tampa to Miami, and now we know they're not in Miami right now. This is what Todd Bowles had to say just on the impact of Hurricane Ian.
First of all, you know, our thoughts and hearts go out to everybody in Tampa that's still there and hoping that they recover well and it doesn't hit them very hard. You know, that's the biggest thing. What we do is really small entertainment for people that go through a lot of rough things, and hopefully, you know, we can provide that. So it's a bigger than just the football team, number one. Number two, just making sure the players' families are safe and the coaches' families are safe and everybody on the staff is safe. Yep. So they can concentrate on football. So we brought a lot of them down here. Everybody that wanted to come could come, family-wise and otherwise, including pets. So we've got to make sure those people are fine first, because you really can't concentrate on football without taking care of your family.
Yeah, this is going to be at the forefront of everybody's mind. All of the players, I mean, they're waiting to see whether or not they're going to play a game in Minnesota. You know, they don't know where they're going to play at this point in time. And this is also a reminder that, yeah, the players are human beings. This is a business. This is still entertainment. There's going to be an aspect and an element where you want to provide a distraction from folks in Tampa. This might be the only great thing that they might be able to see over the next several days, and who knows when it comes down to weeks. And so Andy Reid, he talked about how important this is, and he doesn't even know the extent of the impact.
My heart goes out to the people in Tampa. I haven't quite followed and know how much it's hit and, or going to hit, but from what I heard, it sounds like it's going to be quite a deal. But, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to the people there. Anyways, with that, time's yours.
With contingency plans in place for a Tampa scenario, when do you anticipate, or has the league given you any indication on when to anticipate when you'll know?
I think in the next couple of days, we'll probably have a pretty good idea. We don't know, but I know they're talking. So I think within the next couple of days, we'll have pretty definite on that.
Okay. I mean, yeah, the next couple of days, let's be real. The game is on Sunday. We're basically staring Thursday right smack in the face. And it's just an unfortunate situation. You know, we do have Thursday night football taking place tomorrow. The Dolphins are going to take on the Bengals, and that game is going to take place in Cincinnati. And the Dolphins, they got out of Dodge this morning. Left Miami already in Cincinnati. They're going to be preparing for their game. And it's not just the NFL. It's not just football. Even in baseball right now. And by the way, the New York Mets, they just beat the Florida Marlins. Eduardo Escobar, yeah, he singled to give the New York Mets a victory in the bottom of the 10th. They beat the Marlins 5-4. The Braves, and they lost tonight to the Nats 3-2. And the Mets still leading the National League East. They got a three-game series coming up in Atlanta over the weekend. And it's a pivotal series determining who could potentially win the division and playoff placement, etc. They're trying to figure that out. And Buck Showalter, he was asked about, you know, doubleheaders over the weekend in Georgia and not necessarily the hurricane, but the rains. This is what Buck Showalter had to say.
It's about Pablo Lopez and the Marlins tonight. That's as far as we're going. And that's as far as those type of things, weather and this. Obviously, it's been talked about. It has to be. And it, you know, it started, you know, on the plane on the way home, but nothing that gets in the way of what we have to do tonight. And then we get through it tonight. Well, tomorrow, I think there's going to be some moving things. I think from my concern and Billy's concern and Jeremy's concern is making sure that we position ourselves to go in as many directions as we can and not get tied up into this and all of a sudden something happens and, you know, you got to be careful about making too many plans, but you do need to create some versatility in what you're able to do and not do, and that's the one advantage of the off days. But you also at some point need to tell pitchers, you know, as far as work days and all those other things. But I guarantee you something will happen over the course of tonight that will change the way we look at it. It's happened every day. So I mean, look, let's be frank, we're somewhat adults here. We know what's going on with, you know, but I really don't want to put a focus on that because our guys have done a great job of staying on task.
Yep, one day at a time. Major League Baseball season is coming to a close, coming to a conclusion. And even in the National League East, as the Mets just winning their game right now a few seconds ago, now have a one-game lead over the Atlanta Braves in the National League East. And we got to see if they'll play a doubleheader. And although the hurricane might not be smacking everybody here in the Southeast, you still have to be conscious of the rain that will kind of head up the coast and hit the Carolinas. And so we got a lot of college football games that are pretty much kind of on the bubble as well to be moved. I know, you know, South Florida, they moved from Tampa to the coast of Florida Atlantic. I know the Gators, they moved their game just from Saturday to Sunday. And we have a lot of games up the coast, as I mentioned already, that are going to have to be moved as well. So much love to everybody who's unfortunately having to deal with some unfortunate, just catastrophic situations. Much love to everybody. Be safe and you be well. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call tonight, man. Yeah, appreciate your sentiments there about everyone in Florida and down south. We're all thinking of you during this tough time with the hurricane down there. two thoughts on Aaron Judge. Number one, anytime the Yankees are good and they've got a superstar like this, it's good for baseball. I'm not a huge baseball fan, but your take on Toronto is 100% on. I'm a huge NFL fan, a huge hockey fan. We get tons of Canadian fans that come to Buffalo to watch the Bills and the Sabres. I love Canadian sports fans. They're some of the nicest people. I've golfed with a lot of people from Canada, you know, especially in that Toronto, Hamilton, Niagara area. Some of the best people in the world, and I echo your sentiments on that, man. And you have a good night, man, and enjoy the show as always, bud.
Well, thank you, Dave, for calling from Buffalo. Well, why not? Let's have a Toronto, what do we call it? I don't know. I feel dirty if I call something a love-a-thon. Have you ever heard that before, Shep? Have you ever heard the word love-a-thon used?
I have, yes.
A love-a-thon.
I have, of course.
In what context?
A TV show.
Oh, okay. Well, explain.
Basically, we're Americans, we love ourselves from TV. We love ourselves some beverages even more. And that makes a love-a-thon.
A love-a-thon. Watching TV and having beverages?
Well, it's an American, you know, tradition, right? I mean, you sit in front of the tube when you get home and you veg out and you get stuck watching. Like, for example, you were in Philly yesterday. I mean, a love-a-thon is when they show Rocky on Turner Classic Movies 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's a love-a-thon.
Turner Classic Movies still exists?
Well, I didn't say I watch it, but people definitely still tune into Turner Classic Movies. I mean, our generation is more Netflix and Hulu and Apple, you know, TV and all that stuff. But yeah.
Right. Yeah, I thought when I said love-a-thon, I thought you were going to say like Netflix and chill. I thought that's where that was going. I guess
no,
I was wrong.
I'm original.
Oh, okay. Well, I learned that last night. You said all the Marvel movies suck.
I didn't know. I didn't say that. I said they're a little overrated. I didn't say they suck. I would never disrespect Stan Lee in that regard.
Okay. I'm gonna make sure I save that clip along with the one to...
you didn't forget about the wrestling one, did you?
No, I didn't forget about D-Von. Is it D-Von or Bubba Ray?
Bubba Ray, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to find that clip. Yeah, help me find it so we can send it to Bubba
Ray. I'm shaking in my boots over 50-something. Sounds good.
Yeah, you're going to get beat up by Bubba Ray and Marvel fans, and I'm going to have to tell them to leave you alone. I'm not looking forward to that, Shep.
Me neither.
I want to see how far it goes, though. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of people getting beat up, it's like all the quarterbacks in the NFL, it's like they're all hurt. We're going to talk about some of these injuries on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.